Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Possessing the Promises. Today's meditation was written by Otuokun Ubaudum. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I have just read from the King James Version. When it comes to appropriating the promises of God's word, it has to start with your mouth. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 to 10 makes this clear. You can't make the wrong verbal confession and have God's blessing on it. You don't have salvation until you have confessed it. In the words of Derek Prince, salvation is the Bible word for the all-inclusive provision of God for His people. In other words, salvation includes everything God has made available for you through the death of Jesus on the cross. Healing, safety, forgiveness, divine health, complete provision, name them. Salvation is every benefit you will ever need, procured by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Dear believer in Christ, there are two things that come by hearing: faith and unbelief. Stop listening to the lies of the devil. Feed on the truth of God's word. Confess the word of God and you will be blessed and abundantly provided for. If you want God's blessing in any area of your life, begin by confessing. See Psalm 77 verse 12. Derek Prince puts it this way: talk God up, talk the devil down. If you were interested in the word of God, you will remember it. If you forget, there is a lack of interest. All faith dissipating negative thoughts originates from the devil. As you go into today, believe God's word, know His word, speak His word, act on His word. Everything you will ever need in life is provided for in God's word. Pray like this: Dear Lord, please give me a heart that longs for Your word in an ever-increasing measure. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Psalms chapter 12 to chapter 14. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next, Psalm 12 to Psalm 14.
Psalm 12. For the director of music, according to Shemineth, a psalm of David.
Help, Lord, for no one is faithful anymore. Those who are loyal have vanished from the human race. Everyone lies to their neighbor. They flatter with their lips but harbor deception in their hearts. May the Lord silence all flattering lips and every boastful tongue. Those who say, by our tongues we will prevail, our own lips will defend us. Who is Lord over us?
Because the poor are plundered and the needy groan, I will now arise,
says the Lord.
I will protect them from those who malign them.
And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver purified in a crucible, like gold refined seven times. You, Lord, will keep the needy safe and will protect us forever from the wicked, who freely strut about while depravity is honored by the human race.
Psalm 13. For the director of music, a psalm of David.
How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death and my enemy will say,
I have overcome him.
And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me.
Psalm 14, for the director of music, of David.
Fools say in their hearts, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the human race to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread. For God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.